This is LBC from Global. Leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale at Drive. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Tweet at LBC.
Hello, a very good afternoon to you. Well, it is the afternoon after the night before. If you were with Sheila Fogarty and myself during the course of our seven-hour election marathon, it was quite an experience, wasn't it? Now, we didn't manage to take an awful lot of calls during that because of events, dear boy, events. But we are going to get your reaction over the next 3 hours to the most momentous result, I would say, in presidential election history over 200 years. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. Somebody said earlier on Twitter, why are you calling this a historic result? Well, there are so many reasons why it's a historic result, and we're going to talk about a lot of them over the course of the next 3 hours. Now, Hillary Clinton is at some point in the next few minutes, we think, going to make a concession speech at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. We're going to bring that to you live. She was supposed to have done it at around 2:30, so she's only an hour and 35 minutes late. I wonder if that shows us why she lost to any degree. But I'm more interested in why you think Donald Trump actually won. A lot of people are saying he ran a hate-filled, negative campaign, and in many ways, they certainly have a point. His messages may have been negative and at times hate-filled. But I think to the economically disenfranchised, he appeared to speak to them and articulate all the reasons why they have been unhappy with the American political system. So he offered them some hope, not necessarily through his rhetoric, but he offered them hope that he was going to be a little bit different, that he wasn't your normal politician. He's never held political office, so by that definition, he was right. So did he use hope and fear very effectively? 0345 6060 973. Well, I think Simon Marks in Washington has had about as much sleep as I have had over the past 12, 15 hours or so, but I think he's not too bleary-eyed. Simon, very good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon to you as well, Ian. Quite a night.
It certainly was. Now, we're going to get quite a concession speech from Hillary Clinton. Do you think we can expect a few tears?
I'm not sure if we're going to get tears, but I think certainly we're going to get Hillary Clinton, first of all, asserting that her campaign wasn't a complete disaster, because I think she will make the point that it appears that she has won the popular vote here. Remember that you can win more votes than your opponent and still lose the presidency, and it looks like that is what has happened with Hillary Clinton about 125,000 votes ahead of Donald Trump in this race for the White House, but that still doesn't get her into the White House. Because he put together the mosaic of states that he needed, that she was unable to put together in order to secure the keys of the Oval Office. The delay in Hillary Clinton making this concession speech is due to the fact she simply wasn't expecting to be holding this event at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, and we're told that she is now on her way to the hotel. She thought she was going to be making a victory speech beneath that glass ceiling of the Javits Center last night. But instead, she ended up sending her campaign manager, John Podesta, to tell the weeping supporters in the crowd that they needed to go home because they wouldn't be hearing from Hillary Clinton last night. And now the campaign has very hastily put together this event at the New Yorker Hotel. Until just a few minutes ago, the media risers were still being built, the podium was being completed, and the stage was being set for Hillary Clinton to come on stage and publicly, formally, for the first time, concede that Donald Trump has won this election, although, of course, the concession actually came privately in the phone call that she made to Donald Trump up in New York late last night. But make no mistake, Democrats have been poleaxed by this result. This is absolutely not the result the Clinton campaign ever anticipated. From the very first moment that she entered this election campaign, they were internally, privately convinced that she was going to win. I've joked about it on the program before. They were measuring up the curtains at the White House. They were making plans to announce cabinet appointments. They had a very deep plan for the transition that now has to get underway between the Obama administration and what comes next. And instead, that transition is going to be from President Barack Obama to Donald Trump. And we're going to be hearing from Barack Obama in a little bit over an hour here at the White House in Washington, D.C. He telephoned Donald Trump this morning, Oh, to have been a bug listening into that telephone call. And he invited Donald Trump to come to the White House tomorrow to begin the process of transition. And Ian, as much as this is a disaster for Hillary Clinton and ends her career in public service, it is a catastrophe for Barack Obama, because with Donald Trump, a Republican president-elect, coming into office in January to work with a Congress that is entirely in Republican hands, both houses of Congress with Republican majorities, the Republicans have the ability to dismantle Barack Obama's political legacy.
Simon, thank you very much indeed.